Random House Audio presents The Dark Side, the inside story of how the war on terror turned into a war on American ideals, by Jane Mayer, read for you by Richard McGonigal. Chapter 1. Panic. America should go not abroad in search of monsters to destroy. She might become the dictatress of the world. She would no longer be the ruler of her own spirit. John Quincy Adams, an address celebrating the anniversary of independence at the city of Washington on the 4th of July, 1821. If anyone in America should have been prepared to respond to the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001, it ought to have been Vice President Dick Cheney. For decades before the planes hit the Pentagon and the World Trade Center, Cheney had been secretly practicing for doomsday. During the 1980s, while serving as a Republican congressman from Wyoming and a rising power in the conservative leadership in Congress, Cheney secretly participated in one of the most highly classified top-secret programs of the Reagan administration, a simulation of survival scenarios designed to ensure the smooth continuity of the U.S. government in the event of all-out nuclear war with the Soviet Union. Every year, usually during congressional recesses, Cheney would disappear in the dead of night. He left without explanation to his wife, Lynn Vincent Cheney, who was given merely a phone number where he could be reached in the event of emergency. Along with some four or five dozen federal officials, Cheney would pretend for several weeks to be chief of staff to a designated substitute president, bivouacked in some remote location in the United States.